Hey, welcome to Movemakers. I am Angie Bauer, your host, and I am so excited you are here. You won't want to miss out as we talk about the transformation you can make in your small business and daily walk in life. I will be talking with some of my best friends and amazing business owners. So sit back, relax, and listen in as we talk real life. Hey guys, thanks for being here. I am going to talk today about some things that you might not think are move maker normal. And you may be right, but it's something that's on my heart and I'm going to share it because I think if I'm struggling with it or I've had thoughts or feelings, many of my listeners, many of you guys out there probably feel or have felt the same way. It's funny because when I listen or talk to people and I tell them things, they're love to say, me too. And I'm hoping that that's what this podcast brings out, is me too. And not just because me too is something that makes us feel like, okay, I'm not going crazy. Maybe some of you guys can understand that. But it's to validate that we all are going through the same thing and walking through the same thing. I'm going to give you a little background if you don't know my story, or maybe you're new to the podcast or have never followed me on any other social media, and to give you kind of an idea of what I'm talking about. I am a mom of four. My oldest is 24 and my youngest is 10. So I have 24, 22, 12, and 10, and I have a new grandbaby that is 5 weeks old. So you can see that life is crazy and busy and wonderful. I live in a really small little rural town in Illinois, and that has its own challenges living in a small town. But I want to talk about my business ventures. I have a teaching degree, and I taught for many years and enjoyed the classroom. But I knew that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom when my youngest came home. I have two adopted girls, my 12 and 10-year-old. And so when she was born and we took her home from the hospital, my heart just stirred to be home with her and to be with her. Someday I'll share all of our adoption stories. That's not for today. That's for another time. But just to fill in the background of it all, I quickly learned that I enjoyed painting furniture. Out of high school, I had a full ride scholarship to art for college, and I chose not to use it. I didn't go to school right out of high school. I went later in life, but I loved art always. And so I started painting furniture in my garage and in my dining room. It kind of took over my house. Can anyone else relate to that and what they're doing? It kind of just takes on its own life, and there goes your house, right? And so I quickly started painting furniture and selling it on Facebook or by word of mouth, and went into knowing that I needed a different space. So I rented a room in an antique mall that was opening. From that antique mall, I learned that I really, really enjoyed talking to people, and people really enjoyed seeing what I was doing as creating little vignettes, little spaces of displays. And quickly that turned into, hey, can you do some interior design work for me? And that is my passion. I breathe and think and see the world in a little bit differently. And so interior design is just my love. It's my love language. If I get stressed, let me redecorate. Let me move furniture around. My husband always jokes that he better never lose his vision because he would trip because I move furniture around quite often. That turned into, I really enjoyed the people. And so I opened up my first brick and mortar, the Sugar Bowl, which some of you who have been following me for a long time know the Sugar Bowl. It was my baby. It was my passion. It was everything I loved. And it was the thing that grew me and changed me and made me who I am partly today. It was a home decor, and we painted furniture. I did interior design. I did kitchen cabinets. I did classes. I kind of did anything and everything. You can tell that it was probably very busy. Well, a year and a half into that, I decided that I wanted another brick and mortar. There was stores next to me that was open, and we could open the doors and kind of have a walkthrough. And so I opened a coffee shop. Funny story on that is I don't even drink coffee. I don't really even enjoy the smell of coffee. And so we did coffee and paninis and baked potatoes and ice cream. And so I had the two brick and mortars. I had 7 employees, and life was crazy, hectic, and everything like that. You can imagine, right? You guys are walking that every day. You know that crazy, hectic life that we do. Well, if you haven't figured out, I sold both of those brick and mortars and this last past fall. And I walked into a new kind of story, a new venture in my business. And that was coaching and doing interior design virtually so I can do it anywhere in the world, which led to lots of social media and writing ebooks and eventually starting this podcast that I adore. But in that year, it's been difficult and hard, and trying to figure out which steps I'm supposed to take in this new adventure of not having a brick and mortar and no longer painting. I knew that the season needed to end and that it needed to be something else, and I've enjoyed starting my groups of coaching and my one-on-one coaching, and my most love is I love this podcast. But in all of that, I said I was on social media, right? And that my dreams were so big, and I knew where I wanted to go, and I knew what I wanted to conquer, and I was just dreaming huge and big, big, big dreams. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is that I was dreaming these huge, big, enormous dreams of where I wanted to go and what I thought I saw for my future. And in those big, big dreams that we're told to dream and we're told to go after and we're told to process and create goals and all of that, I became stagnant. I became not making any movement because my dreams were so big and so out there that where was I supposed to go next? I didn't know the steps. I would Google things and be like, okay, I can do that, and then I would take that step and find myself right back in doing nothing. So I recently went to this conference, and the first thing I heard, the first words out of the first speaker's mouth was dream small. My heart leapt for joy because for once it completely made sense. It's the thing that I had been telling myself that I just need to dream small, but it seems so counter to what I was hearing. It seemed so wrong because it's not what I had been hearing. I've been hearing dream big, go after, you can have it all, you can do it all, you can just keep pushing, pushing, and doing, and doing, and doing, and doing. And I'd hit my wall. I love doing Facebook Lives and videos and talking and encouraging, and it just didn't have it in me anymore. I just didn't have any more creativity in me. And maybe you guys can understand. There's just a wall, there's a tiredness of going and going and going and going. And I've hit it, what I thought again, because I thought I hit it with my brick and mortars. It's funny because I was listening to Greg Rochelle, who was one of the speakers, and he said, we may impress people with our strength, but we connect through our weaknesses. So, guys, I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about those weaknesses, about those moments where I didn't think I could go forward or I didn't know where to go. And to be completely, truthfully honest, I'm walking that even today as I'm recording this. Life keeps hitting me in waves, and in different things are happening. And most recently, 3 weeks ago, my brother passed away. Which, if you've ever lost someone that you care about, it is a rude awakening of examining where your life is and what your meaning is behind it. And so for the last 3 weeks, I've been kind of sitting in that, of examining, of thinking, of where am I going? So in my weakness today, in sharing this, I hope that it helps you be able to see what a move maker really is and how you keep moving forward. Sometimes it's not the dreaming big. Sometimes it's just doing one thing. Doing that one thing and moving forward, and then doing the next thing and moving forward. I've always said that, use the analogy of when I talk about failure as a baby who's learning to walk. But in the last 3 weeks, I've really been thinking about that analogy a little bit more. What is that baby trying to figure out during that time is one thing. He's not trying to master everything and become the master of everything, because if he was doing that, he would lose focus on what he wanted most, and that was walking. You know, he takes those first little steps and he looks back for assurance, for is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And that's what I loved about that quote from Greg Rochelle. It talks about connection. And that baby thinks that he's maybe weak because he's falling down and can't get it, but he keeps trying forward, but he's only going after one thing. That one thing is walking. And how often, as movers and shakers and entrepreneurs and creatives and all the things, do we go after 18 million things? Because our brain does that very well. I call it squirrel brain. Some people call it other things, but goes after 18 million things instead of the one thing. What happens if we slow down? That's scary, right? People aren't telling you to slow down, to not go after it all. But I want you to think about it. What is the one thing that you would go after if you slowed down? What is the one thing that you would focus and give your all? I recently got to shoot a commercial for Lincoln, and I was able to drive a Lincoln around. And there was something that was always pronounced in the Lincoln, was they did it well and they made you feel special. Even at the fact of at night when you walked up to your Lincoln without even touching it, there was this little, I call it a bat signal, on the ground that lit up. And it was like a little red carpet runway. It was light, and then in the middle it was the Lincoln emblem. Why I say this is because I think too often when we're so distracted, when we're dreaming so big, when we're going after everything, we forget that doing it well, making people feel special, is the core of what we should be doing. We're trying to create and do all these things and be so busy and do all this that we forget why we're doing it. And it comes back to that dream small. I know it sounds strange to continue to say it, and I'll let it sink in for just a second. What happens? What is it? What would you do if you went after one thing right now instead of 18 million things in your business? For me, it's creating relationships with you all. It's creating that connection. It's creating that me too. I've been there. I've seen the hurt. I've walked through the pain. I've done this. And let's do it together. For me, my heart is helping and showing and connecting in a deep way, because I think too much, and this is not going to be popular to say, but I think that too much of our time is spent on our phones, on our tablets, on the thing we call social media, on the thing that makes our business go forward, or what we think our business is going forward. It's the thing that sucks us in because we're on it all the time. It's the thing that I think stalls us and has us cursed to comparison. I think it's the thing that in the last week I've completely walked away from. Unless it's been something that has been scheduled, that's it. That's all that's been out there. I haven't done any Facebook Lives. I haven't really checked anyone's things. It's the thing that I needed to walk away from. And at first there was guilt in that. And at first there was extreme guilt and needing to walk away from it. I just was coaching a client and she was talking about this, and it was funny because I had written down what I was going to talk about today in our podcast, and it was just yesterday. And she was talking exactly to the social media comparison and how it's stalling her, how it's stopping her from moving forward because she's seeing what everybody else is doing and thinking, maybe I need to do that or that or that or that or that, or maybe my product needs to look a little more like that. And my first thing was, get off social media. Take a break. It's a thing that's stealing and robbing and causing us to try to dream even bigger and not do anything because we're seeing what everyone else is doing. And we're like, well, if they're doing it, I can do that, or I should do that, or I want to do that, or whatever. And it's the thing that is stealing and robbing and cursing us to comparison. It actually should be the thing that is causing connection and community and friendships and lifting us up and showing us what's possible, but it's actually doing the opposite. Now, I'm a social media lover, don't get me wrong. I live it and breathe it and do it, and I'm not saying to never do it. I'm just saying if you're at that point, if you're at that point of feeling so lonely and so cursed to comparison, you might need to take a break. Just a week. It's okay. Your people will still be there. Your true followers and the true people who believe in you will still be there. It's kind of hard for us because we're like, oh, what if we take it off? What if we don't do the posting? What if we don't do all this that we're supposed to do? It's okay. Take a break. Recently, I've taken a break, and in that break, it's given me time to focus on my family a little bit and to open the Bible and really see and hear what God wants for my business and for myself. It's really helped me to be able to take a break and just really examine who I am and where I want to go. It's given me a break that I don't have to constantly be on the creative brain and constantly creating. It's given me a breath of air. And it's okay. It's okay to say, I'm tired. It's okay to say, I'm not creative anymore. I just need a break. Because remember what I said about that Lincoln, that it was that above and beyond, that it was that special, that it was, they went out of their way to just take it a level up. And that's what I want to do. I want to just take it a level up. But for me, that was taking a break and getting some of that energy back and dreaming small. I know you guys are probably like, that's craziness. She keeps saying that one word and it's small. It doesn't mean you can't grow, and it doesn't mean you're going to do it small. It just means that you're going to go after one thing and do it the best and most that you can do it. We're all tired and we're all worn down at times, and it's okay. It's okay to say, I'm tired. I've been running this season for a little bit, and I need to focus on my family, or I need to focus on this. Here's the thing, guys. We've all been there. We've all walked that. But the thing that I think is the overarching thing in all of this talk, is the loneliness. You know, we make being humans of our lives, of whatever showing, if you're a maker, if you're creative, not just a mama, but if you're a mama, if you're whatever you are, it's loneliness. It's loneliness that is the overarching conversation that I've been having with people lately. It's loneliness in being on social media because you're creating and you're doing, and yeah, you're answering people, but it's the loneliness of feeling like you're doing it alone. Now, on social media, I have met some of my greatest friends and biggest supporters. I love them, and they're truly, truly, truly friends. But I get it, guys. I get how running a small business and being creative and being a maker is lonely. Sometimes your own family, spouses, family, parents don't understand how your brain always is working and how it's always creating. It's always thinking of the next, which causes you to feel even more lonely, I think. It's that push and that push and that push and that push. Guys, we weren't meant to do a lonely life. We weren't meant to do this alone. We weren't meant to just be on an island by ourselves. It's not how we were created. It's not how God created us. It goes back to Genesis where God created man and he said, you need someone with you. And so he created Eve because he saw that Adam couldn't live by himself. He needed someone else. He created us to be in community. And I think too often our focus is so focused that we forget that we need each other. We need to reach out and we need to just maybe even send a message, a text message, whatever, and say, hey, how's it going? We need to reach out, especially if you're a small business owner, a maker, creative. It's just when I say it's lonely, I always get, yes, it is. I didn't know if anyone understood that. I didn't know if anyone else got that but me. I thought there was something wrong with me because it is lonely. Now, don't get me wrong. What I do and how I create and my business is the greatest thing I have too. It's the most fun and it's the most joyous. So don't make me think that this is all doom and gloom and terrible. No, it's the greatest thing I'm doing, but at the greatest thing I'm doing is also the times where I'm the most lonely. So here it is, guys. You need to find your people. You need to find them and you need to hold them and love them and build that relationship with them. It's so cool because I've been in a group for about 4 years now. And out of that group, like I said, have been my best friends. We travel together. We go to conferences together. We go to each other's house. We celebrate each other's wins. We celebrate each other's failures. We celebrate everything in between. We talk each other off the ledge. We are just there. And I know in my darkest times or my happiest times or my most excited times, they are my people. And they know that I'm there too. Guys, sometimes it's just reaching out. It's just saying hello. Hey, can we talk? It's not feeling like you're going to be a burden or impose or take away their time or anything like that. Guys, we were meant to be in community. It makes us happy. It makes us joyful. It makes us who we are even more better. And that was probably really bad language, but it makes us better when we're in community. We can go alone and we can push and we can go forward and we can do all the things by ourselves. But somewhere deep inside, you just have this, ugh, this feeling of so lonely. We need to stop that. We need to show how it can be done differently. And differently means in community. It means dreaming small, going after that one thing. It means maybe taking a break from social media. It means going up to someone and sharing a weakness instead of an always Instagram perfect picture of our life. Because I'm going to tell you, if you're like me, it's never perfect. There are always dishes in the sinks, kids needing something, animals going crazy, whatever. That's showing who we truly are. And we need to, as influencers, as makers, as people, we need to quit living this life of persona, not even life, it's a persona of perfectness. We need to show the messy, the dirty, the screw-ups, the failures, the wins, the celebrations, the good times. We need to share it all. Not just the super, super wins or the super, super beautiful pieces of furniture or amazing crafts or beautiful dinners or whatever. I mean, come on, I have kids. Sometimes my plate is the same color. Every single food is the same color. It's not an Instagram perfect, beautiful picture with sauces and colors and all of this. Sometimes it's chicken nuggets and french fries because, heck, we're just surviving some days. We're just happy to get supper in and food going. That's real life, guys. It's scary sometimes to show who and what is going on in real life. It's so much easier to show that social media, that I always call it Instagram perfect life. But what happens if you didn't? What happens if you just took 1 week and showed real life? You showed them how you're dreaming small and going after it. And doing it well and intentional. I think that's what an influencer is. I think that's what a true social media influencer is. Someone who's willing to step out and connect through our weaknesses, connect through the things that we struggle with. And talk about that. We can impress people all day long, but what are we impressing them with? We are all super talented, super creative, super motivated. We can keep pushing through and pushing through and pushing through and be exhausted on the other side of it and not do anything well. We can continue to do this. But what happens if today, if this week, we decide to not do what the norm is. We decide to do it a little bit how we were made or how we feel comfortable doing it. Not dreaming small and stopping, but dreaming small and doing it well. Not putting all of our energy into social media, but possibly taking a break or not checking it as often. Not just showing the pictures and the comments of everything that is perfect, but showing the messy, the dirty, the glorious, the wonderful, the real life that all of us live. What happens if this week we reach out to someone and say, "Hey, do you have time to just talk for a few minutes? I'd love to connect." What happens if this week we do those few things and see if it takes care of maybe not feeling as lonely, or not feeling as imperfect, or not as feeling as we're missing something or not getting it all done. What if this week we decide to just do the one, make the one friend, take the first step, just one? We take our first wobbly steps into this world of just doing one, and then we do another step. What happens if we do it different than what we're being told? No more dreaming big and huge and glorious, but dreaming small and humble and glorious and getting it done and getting it right. I told you guys this week would be a little bit different in Move Makers. I wanted to make you stop and think a little bit and think about where you are in your walk. Maybe you're chugging right along and everything's going great, and that's great. But maybe you're feeling that lonely, that burnt out, that overwhelm. Maybe you are the person who is just holding on by a string and trying not to give up because your dreams are so huge and so big. And I applaud you for those. I applaud you for wanting to continue to go forward and not give up. Don't give up. You are worthy of this dream. You are worthy of continuing to go and do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." That's what our dreams are. They're giving us hope and a future, and that's what God wants. So, guys, examine this week. Maybe do it a little different this week. Reach out. Try. See what happens. I hope you guys have a great week and I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I, if you haven't heard me say it before, love doing this podcast. I love talking to you guys, and I love hearing back from you in messages and DMs and reviews. If you haven't left me a review, guys, I would love to have one. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and hit it. Those two things mean the world to growing and doing a podcast. So if you could do those two things, that would be great. Tell a friend, share with family members, whatever, but we would appreciate it. Guys, do this week a little different. And we will talk super soon.